This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and it's the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Michelle.
We're going right back to your phone calls and thoughts as we talk to Dave Ridley, who's still with us on the line. Dave, where are you calling from tonight, by the way? There's a little bit of noise on your line every so often.
Oh, I'm on Skype, and I've got the phone sort of in a container, so maybe I should take it out. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, what else did you want to share with us tonight? Why are you calling?
Wait, go back to the container. Is this like for privacy?
Let's see, this is a, it was a former, like, FedEx Priority Mail, you know, like, it's just a piece of cardboard, basically, that I cut up and taped together, and it just sort of holds the phone.
Okay.
I didn't think it affected the sound, so I didn't bother to take it off, but now it's off.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Anyway, I just wanted to, as a minor update regarding the NH exit movement, two things. If you want to consider the foundation for New Hampshire independence to be sort of part of the same movement, then I guess they're the ones that are doing a really interesting thing, and that is that I guess they're planning an expedition to Catalonia.
Oh,
wow, cool.
And this is, I think it's supposed to occur in January.
All right.
There are a few different countries that are saying that they're going to acknowledge Catalonia as an independent state.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard that news.
Finland and one other.
That's good news for them. Yep. I don't know what the latest headlines are there. We've been following it pretty closely, but not like super close. We haven't been doing daily updates, but trying to kind of check in at least on a once-a-week basis with what's been happening there. For listeners that aren't familiar, Catalonia, the area of Spain, is the most wealthy region in Spain, and they decided they wanted to go their own way and declared their independence.
From the EU.
Yeah, well, no, from Spain. Which ultimately
would be from the EU as well.
But, so people are planning to go and visit there and, I guess, meet with some of the independistas.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds
like
fun.
One thing,
I think I'll stay in New Hampshire, though. Sorry, go ahead.
And then there's another more minor piece of news is that one of the NH exit supporters has called a meetup for November 15th, and that'll be in Concord.
All right, excellent. Well, the folks can go to your nhexit.com website to learn more about that, right, Dave?
Yeah, if they go to nhexit.com, you just want to click on the Facebook group, and that'll have updates.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. As we continue, you can
great to hear your voice, Dave.
Yeah, he's one of the best activists that we have up here. Stefan is in Ohio, also on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan. Stefan in Ohio, going once. Stefan in Ohio, going twice. We'll put Stefan back on hold. Sometimes people
hold on, having difficulty
with the mute button.
Yeah.
I accidentally had my microphone on mute. But I'd like to comment on some of the things the guy earlier who you guys described as whiny was talking about.
Yes,
I don't,
because all he did was whine the entire time he was on the phone.
I think I understand what he was trying to get at, because some of the messaging when you hear people talk about New Hampshire migration, you know, it seems like they never talk about how it's not exactly a free state yet.
We talk all the time about the problems in New Hampshire. What do you mean?
Not necessarily your show. I'm just saying you have. I noticed that LRN has some advertisements about the Free State Project sometimes, and it makes it seem already like New Hampshire is this vastly superior place to the rest of the country.
We shouldn't, not for a while.
Yeah, we're not running Free State Project ads on LRN. If you hear one, do let me know. There is an ad that talks about people who have signed up for the Free State Project and where they're going to move, and it suggests they move to Keene. So there is that ad. And then there's another one about the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, which also mentions the Free State Project. But the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire is a great documentary film that we put together back in 2014. It's actually about 3 years old as of this week, I think. This is its third anniversary. And of course, that's all about the good stuff
sure.
in New Hampshire. I mean,
it's advertising.
Wanna, right, yeah. You want to put It's marketing. You want to put your best foot forward. But what is it specifically? I mean, is it just the advertisements on LRN that rub you the wrong way, or what?
I was in a political Discord server a couple of days ago, if you know what Discord is.
Isn't that like a group chat thing, like an audio chat?
Yeah, it's basically what has replaced TeamSpeak and Mumble at this point, yeah. And I was hearing from a couple of individuals who claimed they had moved to New Hampshire about how it's vastly superior to the rest of the country.
Oh, it is.
You should move there if you want to live more free.
I mean, no doubt about it. You can check out the Freedom in the 50 States study. It's very, very detailed. New Hampshire,
but
number one.
But it's a long way out, I'm sure you'd agree.
Well, right, but that's kind of like asking which virus would you rather have if you had to pick a virus. So, like, while you might say the flu, I think is probably the least worst one as far as I know, it's still a virus and it's still going to suck. So asking what state would you rather live in the most does not mean that we have anarchy by any means.
Well, I have to ask, you know, you talk about, you know, the flu analogy. Well, H1N1 isn't too far off from that. If you were going to go through the trouble of moving across the country, why not just start one in your own state if you're already that far out? Why is
the oldest objection in the book?
I'll be on your side on this. I've lived probably in more states than, it's safe to say, probably anyone else in this room. I think I've lived in 15 and I've spent time in 32, like significant time. So I've gotten a pretty good, you know, flavor of or idea of the flavor of people and everything. And I really do think that if you can network in your community and, I support people doing that. Like, I was down in North Carolina, and although Stefan Molyneux called the Appalachian area of Madison County the poorest in, you know, the country, those people grow their own food, they trade, they barter, they help each other out. And so they're able to afford a certain kind of freedom that when you don't know your neighbor and you don't grow your own food, you can't, no matter where you live.
Well, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine are the top three localvore states of all of the 50 states. Mm-hmm. So those are localvore, meaning people who grow their own food, grow their own, you know, they have their own beasts that they slaughter. All mm-hmm. the stuff is created locally. I don't remember which order it is, one, mm-hmm. two, and three, but New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine are the top three states for localvore. So even though they may have farms in other states, it's the biggest in this area. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's not a bad thing to get together with like-minded people, but the problem is, and the reason why, and I understand you're, what are you, 18?
But I mean,
18,
rather, you wouldn't leave necessarily 19. A career 19. Or something like that. And like, if you had a large family, I can understand. But in your case, if you're 19 years old, what are you waiting for?
Well, my point is,
it depends on what else you have going for you. So if you're coming from New York, New Jersey, California, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, then it might be worth leaving a substantial amount more than if you're coming from somewhere else who's relatively free. And it depends on what you're leaving behind. I mean, yeah, some other state might be horrible, but if you're making, you know, $300,000 a year, you own a house, you have a career that you can't move, you have a wife who doesn't want to move, your family's there, you have six kids, like, that
sure.
is an entirely
different...
Those
are all reasons why people give to not make the move to New Hampshire.
Okay,
that's fine.
But, it depends. I'm not going to wholesale say everyone should move to New Hampshire.
No, of course
because
not.
I don't know what you're giving up.
I would never say everyone should move to New Hampshire. Only the people who actually
liberty people.
Only the people who actually value freedom enough to do something about it. If you're willing to actually do something about liberty, then you want to be in a place where it's most effective. You don't want to be in a place where you're ineffective. Otherwise, you might as well just slam your head up against a brick wall a few times because that's what you're going to be doing in effect.
Where is the freest place is your priority, or if you're looking for where is a community of other anarchists, if those are your priorities, then New Hampshire
is
what
the
makes
answer.
Sense.
Yeah.
I think
you're not going to recreate this anywhere else. You're not going to.
Maybe it's because everywhere else, libertarians, you know, minarchists, anarchists, they absolutely suck at coming together. I'm sure you would agree with that. In most places of the country, you can't.
That's because there aren't very many of them. It's not that they're bad at coming together.
There are many in Keene.
There are more libertarians on this corner of the street. And there's two houses right here. There's more libertarians in these houses than there were at the Libertarian Party meetings in Sarasota, Florida, a much larger market, a market with more than 10 times the population. But stand by here, Stefan, because, you know, it's not right for everybody moving and uprooting their lives.
I'm going to hug Mark now.
855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! free
and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Michelle.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And check out the Blink Home Security System. If you've been thinking about getting home security, but you've just, you know, been turned off by the cost involved, the potential install costs and hassles, you don't have any of those issues with blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one, and they are super easy to set up. It's an entirely wireless system, so there's no drilling, there's no, you know, running wires and all of the hassles or trying to set up a DVR, which I've had to go through in the past. This was super easy. You can set it up in just moments. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live. So we go back to Stefan in Ohio. Stefan, you brought up the age-old question of, well, you know, this whole free state, the liberty movement, this migration of libertarians migrating to New Hampshire. Why not just do it where you live, was the question. Why not just set this up in your state, sort of was where you were coming from.
Yeah.
And the reason why not is the reason why the project was created in the first place, was because libertarians for a long time have been failing at setting it up where they live, at creating more freedom where they live. You know, the Libertarian Party was created back in the 1970s. It's been around for more than four decades at this point, and they've really gotten no foothold anywhere whatsoever in that time frame. They consistently lose their elections with 2-3% of the vote in a three-way race. The media consistently ignores
them. John McAfee was running for president on the Libertarian. He's going to eat his own dick if Bitcoin isn't worth $50,000.
And by dick, you mean his spotted dick that he will have likely cooked up delicious.
Yes,
for him.
That's what that's what I meant.
But anyway, my point being, the failure of the libertarian movement was what was one of the reasons why somebody said, hey, what would happen if people just who were libertarian moved to one place? And that's where the idea of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, or in that time it was called the Free State Project, came about. And so it was the failure of let's do this here and have 50 different let's do this here's around the country. That doesn't work.
Well, the reason, you bring up a good point of how it doesn't work anywhere else, but the reason it doesn't work anywhere else is because the messaging absolutely sucks. The majority of people couldn't even tell you what a libertarian is at this point, and I don't see how that's any less.
When you say the messaging sucks.
That's part of our job. That's like step one of our job, and if we suck at that, then we suck.
Here's part of the reason why. Let me explain this to you. As a longtime libertarian, somebody who was involved in Libertarian Party activism down in Florida, where I'm originally from, part of the reason why your messaging sucks is because the libertarians suck, and they are terrible. A lot of them are terrible, like people who should not be running for political office. But when you have only a handful of activists somewhere, well, guess what? Those are the people who you get to pull from as far as who runs for political office. So you have a bunch of, like, you know, autistic, confused libertarian males who are not necessarily the best in front of a video camera or good at giving an interview or whatever. These are the ones who are your communicators. These are the ones who are going out there running for office and, you know, embarrassing themselves or whatever.
When you put it that way.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Okay.
So, there's not enough of us right now yet to really spread out, and nobody's obligated to move to New Hampshire.
No,
but if you only have so many people and you only have enough people to do it once, maybe you can't do, like, you can't spread out what you don't have. Once we grow our numbers, and maybe we'll take over Vermont or something, I don't know, but there's not enough people to fill really even New Hampshire yet.
Right.
So
in New Hampshire, you've got literally thousands of libertarians who have moved here as part of this migration. So we have a much larger pool from which to pick.
Where are the results?
The results? Dude, we've got libertarians in the state legislature. You don't have
that
weren't
elected libertarians.
That doesn't matter. You have libertarians who ran as Republicans and Democrats who got elected with a, libertarian message in New Hampshire. They have been libertarians when they were in the state house, you know, meaning that they voted libertarian on pretty much everything, and they got reelected. A bunch of them did. And you also have three state reps who have flipped their political party to the Libertarian Party. So New Hampshire actually has a Libertarian caucus and actually has Libertarian Party members who are in the state house, in addition to all the ones that are sort of Republicans and Democrat libertarians that are
but
in there.
But literally anybody can switch their party affiliation in office. Okay. Have you ever been elected?
Because first you have to be elected to actually switch your party affiliation. So not just anyone can do that.
And, any Republican or Democrat elected could.
So but that right doesn't now, happen.
Okay, so if you convert a sitting senator, I will consider that as much of an accomplishment.
So I've never voted or participated in the political process, and I'm going to be 50 next month. So, but I have been a self-proclaiming anarchist since I was 12. So my goal was never to come to New Hampshire and get involved in the political process and overturn anything. I wanted to come and associate with like-minded people and surround myself with those who were interested in voluntary exchange. Now, I ended up getting ruffling the feathers of a couple police officers who just didn't really get me. And so I did get, you know, fined and had my vehicles confiscated and what have you, and had to go to court for different things. But I will say, the day before I moved away, one of my sons and I were out at my last hearing in it's not here, Keene, it's the next town out.
Anyway, Jaffrey.
Jaffrey, yes, thank you. And I actually, the judge and the prosecutor, they both stood. There was this whole thing about standing for the judge that was kind of a thing back when I was here. And,
you mean not standing? We don't stand
right,
for judges.
But they stood for me when I left.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they did. And they both thanked me and said that they had learned a lot from me regarding freedom and the ideas that I had presented. And though they didn't necessarily agree with everything, they appreciated the way I presented it. And they ended up dismissing all of my charges. And all the police knew that I still didn't register my vehicles at the time, and they stopped ticketing me. So do I think that you can make change as an individual with, you know, and change the hearts and minds? I'm always interested in changing the hearts and minds of individuals rather than having the state mandate different orders.
See, sure. and to me, the political stuff is more palliative, but, you know, we're going to be here a long time, so I'm glad that people are doing that. So to me, the most important thing is converting people. But as far as what you can measure, you know, politically, they had constitutional carry passed recently.
That's right.
An activist overturned the, or however you want to look at it, a state Supreme Court ruling that you could film police officers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a marijuana law that you guys...
There's a slight decrim that went in place this year. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. Yeah, I mean, the laundry list goes on and on, Stefan. I mean, we've had tremendous level of success here compared to every libertarian, you know, group everywhere else in the country. And it's basically just a numbers game. I mean, if you have the numbers, you can have success. You can make liberty popular. If you want to just toil away in relative obscurity, there's 49 other states where libertarians are doing that. And look at their results. More coming up here. Thanks for the call. Check out 101reasonsfilm.com if you want to learn more about New Hampshire.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free to bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You want to learn about Bitcoin? Now's a good time to learn about it because, well, things are going to get really interesting in the Bitcoin world within the next 10 days. So, learn about Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to go and get the kind of the introduction to Bitcoin. Also, a great place to go and get news headlines about what's going on in the Bitcoin universe. And you can play games with your Bitcoin there. There's a forum there. You go to Bitcoin.com and check that out. Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. We've been talking actually about the New Hampshire freedom migration. I guess what started the conversation was you're back, Michelle Seven, a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, joining me and Melanie. I'm Ian here tonight to kind of recap on where you've been and what you've been up to in your life. But that sparked a phone call by somebody who was real butthurt about moving to New Hampshire, and he said something about free state, this and that, but it didn't really seem like he really understood what was going on here.
He's disgruntled and upset. He just wants a forum to rant.
Well, that's fine. We can handle that. I mean, we take phone
once
calls.
Once a night, though, only though, buddy.
Yeah, we take phone calls from anybody about anything. And
I mean, but if his problem is with the FSP, he should go complain to the FSP.
Well, right, because Free Talk Live was, as you pointed out, Melanie, actually kicked out of the Free State Project events. We are no longer allowed to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're no longer.
It does not stop them not from asking you? Us to volunteer there, by the way.
I was personally banned, but they also banned Free Talk Live. So Mark Edge, who's our co-host regularly, you're sitting in his seat tonight.
I know,
he's
keeping it warm.
He's personally not banned. So if Mark wanted to go to the event, he could. But Mark would not be allowed to broadcast Free Talk Live.
But Free Talk Live is not allowed at the event. So I'm not entirely sure, like, exactly what that means, but I know that the show is banned.
That's correct.
Well, does that mean you can't wear a Free Talk Live shirt?
I don't know.
Does it mean you can't play it on the radio?
They didn't want to have LRN there, which is the Liberty Radio Network, but Derek J. convinced them otherwise the first year out. And after that, this year, nobody did a live show from Porkfest. So.
Well, and that was always the fun. I mean, like...
it was fun for us, but other people had fun for different reasons.
So I voted back in the day, and I had pledged in 2006 to come here. But I had thought that...
You voted on the state, not voted in the elections. You voted
correct.
On the state that the Free State Project would
correct.
Choose.
Correct. Thank you. And then in 2006, I did sign a pledge to come. But it was my issue with the IRS and Motorhome Diaries coming to Nashville, where I was living at the time, and interviewing me, and then subsequently me being calling in and talking on your show, that was what drew me at the time to come to New Hampshire when I did. And Free Talk Live was really the epicenter and the heart of the Free State Project movement at that time. And like Porkfest in 2010 was wild with gays,
Buzz's
gay
dance party. Yep.
And, you know, we had so much fun, but you guys were like major, contributors, and you had the big, you were interviewing people all day long up in the, up in that room.
We were one of the biggest recruiters for the Free State Project. And,
they acknowledged in the, press release kicking
when they
us
kicked
out.
Us to the curb. Yeah, thanks for everything you did.
And
bye.
Then you mentioned that when I left here, Bitcoin became my what I was doing and everything, and how, you know, 5 years ago when I was sitting here, you were just talking about Bitcoin, and it's like at $7,000 or $10,500 right now.
And, it is around $7,000.
And I remember when we were talking about, it's 30 cents. It's gone up to $1.
And I still didn't have the foresight to actually buy any of it. Thank goodness Roger Beard did, and he ended up sponsoring Free Talk Live with Bitcoin later on down the road. So, yeah, it's been a long story. We, of course, can talk to you about anything. Let's go to Jerome calling from Berlin, New Hampshire, or Berlin, as they call it here. Go ahead, Jerome.
Berlin, Maine.
All right.
Oh.
Hey,
sorry.
I was just calling. That guy from Ohio had a really good point, and I wanted to tell y'all that that other dude that was calling in whining, y'all kind of acted like a bunch of high school bullies, wouldn't let him talk.
Oh, you're the same guy. You're the same guy, and you're calling in again. It's really sad. It's really sad that you can't respect the rules. I mean, we don't have a whole lot of rules on this show.
It would be really difficult for any of us to live in our mom's basement from New Hampshire.
Well, and you know, it doesn't, to me, it's self-government is what is needed in order to abolish the state. And if you can't respect rules on calling into a radio station, it's no surprise to me that you wouldn't be getting along with people who are part of a Free State Project. You just don't get it, dude.
Clearly not. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Melanie, you wanted to share a story tonight about a judge. Since we talked about courts earlier, this I think will fit in. You had a judge who has ordered somebody to say nice things about his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend. What has happened? Where is this happening? And where's the story from, if you don't mind?
It's from NOLA.com, but the case took place in Hawaii.
Okay.
And I don't know if this guy's actually guilty of anything, so I'm not going to say his name, but the judge, Rhonda Liu.
Sounds like Hawaii.
Had in front of her a case where a guy had violated a restraining order, or Hawaii's version of a restraining order, violating a protection order against his ex-girlfriend. And apparently, according to the court, he texted her 144 times within a three-hour period.
And oh, boy.
Apparently, according to her, too. So,
and according to text records, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's weird what doesn't get admitted into evidence in these kind of things. And
he texted her how many times?
144 times in 3 hours.
In 3 hours.
I've done that.
What was the person responding, though?
Just kidding.
So it was a hearing, so he didn't necessarily... I don't know if he got to admit evidence or phone records were actually admitted. It's a hearing, not a trial, so I don't know. But assuming he did it, the judge sentenced him to some probation, and I think he had to do a couple months, too, but... One of the terms of his probation was that he had to now write 144 nice things about her because he had texted her 144 mean things.
Now, that means he would have to write them, like, on a separate piece of paper because he's still not allowed to text her, I would imagine, even if it's nice things, right? There's a...
Right, so he has to submit this to the judge. So, assuming he's guilty...
Violating the restraining order.
I love the way your mouth curls into that snarl when you're complaining to me. I love the odor that is emitted from you. Like, oh, that would be so...
Assuming that he's guilty, and if those text messages actually happened, then he is. It's really weird to convict somebody of essentially stalking... And sentence them to more stalking. So this guy...
More thinking about the person or whatever.
So if he, you know, if he did this and he has a problem with not letting this girl go, now he's ordered by the state of Hawaii to go home and sit down and think about this girl until he can come up with 144 things.
That sounds like something in like a third grade teacher would have you
do. A punishment.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems to me like something that the victim would not ever want to know that this guy, and she probably knows, this guy is at
is
home doing this. Yeah. And then
it's
gonna
just
hand
that
it to
parentalism of the state, you know, and silliness. You know, you need a dunce cap. Wear a dunce cap while you do that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you have to write with your right hand, not your left. I mean, it's just very
Bart Simpson, right, where he's always writing on the chalkboard over and over again. You know, you have to write this 50 times or whatever. I will not do fill in the blank.
Oh, goodness. That's crazy.
So that was the sentence. Is that where the case is right now as far as he was just sentenced?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're saying this is a bad sentence because it's going to encourage him to continue obsessing over this person.
Right. So if he is, you know, and assuming she's not... Because a lot of times you'll get these cases and the victim's responding and then they get mad and they'll go back to court. But if this is the case, then the last thing he needs to do is go home and write a book about her.
The toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us, you can share your thoughts and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in. And Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Michelle.
So on our website, as I mentioned before, it's a Reddit-based front page, which means that anybody who wants to submit content to it can do that. So if you've got a news article or a YouTube video or, you know, some other thing that you want to share with us and our listeners, it's a great way to do it because then other listeners can vote up or down based on whether they like or dislike what you've submitted. And you can vote up or down on the other people's submissions as well. And we'll look at it usually before the show and see if there's anything there that that we want to talk about on the radio. Now, of course, the best way to get your thoughts and whatever issue you might have on with us is by calling into the show. But every now and then, somebody will actually post a text post. So instead of just, like, putting a link on our front page, they'll write their own post. And in this case, somebody has posted a question. Why is Ian out of the loop on many things? And it says here, he sounds ignorant on many topics because he does not read the news. Worse is, I think that he is proud that he does not bother with current events news. And so I just wanted to address this particular subject because, yeah, I'm out of the loop on a lot of things because I really don't care about everything that's going on in the world. I don't feel like I need to know. I want to know about the things that interest me, obviously, but most of the things that the news puts out there are really not of
fake news. Well, just ask the president.
Whether it's real or fake, I'm not going to spend time trying to figure it out because ultimately it doesn't matter to me. Do I know that the government is getting bigger? Yeah. Is the government getting more intrusive, oppressive, and more expensive than ever, regardless of who is elected to it? Yeah, of course. So I don't care about, like, most of the things you hear on talk radio. If you listen to talk radio, it's almost always so-and-so did this in Washington, D.C., and so-and-so is against that. And, you know, it's all about the political personalities of the moment, right? And those people always change. You know, every election, there's changes to who
But it all stays the same.
Exactly. So there's really nothing.
You like to be impactful.
Well, I mean, I like to focus on the things that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in Bitcoin, and I'm interested in activism. I'm interested in liberty. And if those things kind of cross and news related to those things crosses my
purview.
Magic
the Gathering.
I haven't played Magic the Gathering in quite a long time. But there was a short time when some of the Free Staters up here were playing that game. But gaming is great. I love it, but I just don't spend any time on it at all these days. But, you know, am I proud to not know what's going on in the world? I mean, I don't know if pride is the right word. It's just that I focus on the things that are important to me.
I would ask that person, are you proud that that's where you invest your time? I mean, it's funny how people, they just really want to be better than other people. Hmm. They just really want to find a reason to say, I'm better than you because I read the news.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
good
and
for
I
you.
Just...
Hey, good for you. You know more about the news.
Yeah.
Great. I know about some things that you probably don't know about, right? Because we all have our interests, our areas of interest. Melanie went to law school. She knows a lot more about the law than any of us do. She's a professional accountant as well. And so everybody has their areas of expertise. You know, as far as hosting a show, I guess you could make the argument, though, that, well, you need to know what the news is to host a talk show. Well, apparently I don't because I've been able to do it.
I've been ignorant all this time. I'm doing quite well.
Like on Sunday night, I scroll down the news and see if anything happens that I can bring in here. And once I find one story, I'm pretty much done.
Right. Yeah, that's all you need to do. I mean, I've been doing this show since 2002, and my method of preparing for it hasn't changed significantly the entire time. I basically do what Melanie does, except I usually do it 10 minutes before the show. I'm exaggerating a little bit. Like, I'll see a story during the daytime if I'm, you know, on the internet, if I spot something and I'm like, oh, that's
most
good
of the stuff I even share to my page is so that when I come in here, I can go back to my own page and look and see.
And so, you, yeah, sure.
Well, I don't know. My experience since January 17th of 1991, is that the news lies. You know, I was over in Europe when George Bush Sr. started bombing Iraq, and I was staying with the Saudi Arabian family, and I had a very different perspective, and what I was seeing was contrary to what I was watching on CNN. So, I don't know, I prefer to live the news. I like to be in the center of the story, mm-hmm. and you know, that's why Derek and Jason and I went down to Occupy Wall Street, so that we could, like, investigate that stuff for ourselves. Reading about the news, watching the news, I don't know. No, that's just more spectator sports, and I think it's vicious. I think it's kind of sick, actually, that people will sit down and you know, be growing their butt while they're eating and watching what is someone who's being paid several hundred thousand dollars to $1 million a year tell them what reality is and what the truth is when
it's all skewed.
It's skewed and they're flat out lying. And so I'm not interested in paying with my time to have people lie to me or try to, you know, give me propaganda. Sorry.
If there's some sort of important news story that I need to know about, then, you know, you should call in and talk about it, right? Like, if there's something that you want to...
Take control of the airwaves!
Right. You know, it is funny that, you know, the only people who figure out that they can get on the radio are the chronic callers. People like that guy who called three times tonight, or Sarah in New Mexico, or some of these others that call regularly. Like, these guys get it. But they're unfortunately not particularly useful as far as, you know, they're not really bringing anything interesting to the table in a lot of cases. I'll give Sarah a pass because sometimes she starts some really interesting conversations. But, you know, if libertarians out there, for instance, wanted to get their ideas out there or talk about some sort of cool news
or
activism.
Share your news with the
show.
They
never do. They never do. I've invited them to, but they, you know, they don't do it. And I suspect that's because there really isn't that much happening in the libertarian movement these days. I mean, every now and then they run a you know, political campaign and they get all excited about that. But that's about it. That's all that ever happened down in Florida, where I'm from, was, you know, every 4 years somebody'd run for office and, you know, we'd get behind them and then they'd fail and then nothing would happen except for people sitting around complaining for the next 4 years until the next person ran for office. I mean, so beyond that, there's now Facebook and these social media things where people can get on and complain. And there's certainly a lot of libertarians that love to get online and complain about stuff. But what are they really doing? I mean, that doesn't count as activism, by the way, going online and, you know, arguing with people. I'm sorry. It just doesn't count. That's just a time killer.
In the realm of philosophy, like the allegory of the cave, that, you don't have to know about what's going on out there, wherever out there is, to be able to have an intelligent conversation using reason
right.
about it. So, far as preparing, like, you can have any subject, and if you are a thoughtful listener and conversationalist and you use reason and have, you know, a code of ethics and everything, then you can pretty much discuss anything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any less reason to trust somebody who calls in and says what happened than I do to trust
the news.
The news yeah. that wrote in and said what happens. And if there's something that I feel is important, then I'll keep up with that particular story. That doesn't mean I need to know everything CNN said this week.
Right.
You know, I keep Googling when Walter Reed's appeal date is going to be and some other less vindictive things than that that I keep up with. So if something I feel is important, I keep up with it. But I mean, sometimes it's not even news. It's just like random opinions, and I don't really care what Republicans and Democrats right. think outside of how I can manipulate that to convert them.
So it's not that I'm proud to be ignorant of these things. It's just that it doesn't matter to me. You know, it just, there's no, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. I don't feel like I need to compare my level of knowledge to anybody else. I'm not embarrassed about it.
You can't change it anyway. Like, if the U.S. is going to bomb a country, if I read about it, they're not going to now not bomb that country.
Or if we talk about it, they're not going to not, you know, bomb the country. So, anyway, I do appreciate the question,
but maybe if
though.
We hold hands, though, and we talk about it, and we chant.
I think that's been tried. Still don't have world peace.
So if you want to join us here, you can bring up anything that you want. And I totally agree with what you're saying, Michelle, and that is how we've always run this show, is that, like your typical talk show, the host of the show supposedly does all this preparation. All the talk show hosts always brag about how I prepare 3 hours for every 1 hour I'm on the air. It's like typically what you'll hear from these guys. And, you know, maybe they do. But they always have like one topic that they pick for that lasts for the entire hour. And they've researched and they've got all their, you know, facts in order. And they'll only talk about that one topic. And then they'll only talk to certain people who call in about it, who like agree with them on
the topic. Echo chamber.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Whereas here, anyone can call in about anything they
want. Obviously.
And we'll take whatever the topics are. So, yeah, we're generally somewhat ignorant of pretty much every topic that comes up. But as you pointed out, because we care about freedom, because we're principled libertarians, and we understand, you know, the non-aggression principle and what liberty is, and we've got our basics down, we can address any issue that comes up as they come up with just whatever the basic facts are or allegations are in the case. So, you're always invited to join us here, and we've got a full hour where you can come up. And hour number three on the way. Our number here is 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Interesting music related crypto.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety. For just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
When?
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and Term Provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-476-5281. That's 800-476-5281.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-476-5281. 5281.
Write it down.
800-476-5281.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.